Hi there, my name's Jo Buckley. I've been around at Philly for a lot of years now, and I'm married to Andrew, and I'm stepmum to two teenagers. And for the next 10 minutes, I'll be talking about prayer and my own journey and experience with it, some key scriptures that are encouraging me, and a practice that I'm currently trying. So when it comes to my own journey and experience with prayer, in my early life growing up in a Christian home, prayer definitely featured at mealtimes or at a specifically difficult or uncertain time. My parents would pray and my grandma would pray with me before bed if she was babysitting. I wasn't really introduced to the variety of ways I could pray until much later in my Christian walk, and I can't completely remember the first time I actually started talking with the Lord for myself, but I know it was a game changer to recognise that he was available to me in this personal way. And I would write down thoughts and prayers a great deal, and I still find this helpful now. And I've had various prayer habits throughout the years, alone and with others, including morning prayers with housemates and with friends, time alone, praying scriptural prayers that I've written for particular seasons, and I also really like praying while I'm out walking by myself. But my life's changed a lot in the past couple of years as I got married and got a family, and so navigating new habits of prayer has taken time and involved trying some different things out to make sure that I pray and that I also have time alone, and that we work out how we do this as a family, which is a work in progress. But Andrew and I pray together regularly in the mornings, which I'm so grateful for. But what I really recently noticed is that much of my prayer time over the years and more recently has involved me talking with God with some short/very short intervals of silence. And the talking is good and important and scriptural, to ask, to give thanks, to moan, to share, to declare, to praise. But my soul started thirsting for some silence in which I could just listen, as I wanted to hear what God might be saying. So I decided to take action and made a decision to start having some silent times. So I set a timer for 5 minutes and had my journal and pens handy, and I sat alone and I waited. And I had the psalmist's words in my head: wait silently for the Lord, wait patiently for him. And my brain took some time to settle, and I wasn't distracted by the external noises so much, but the internal noise in my head was considerable. What was for tea? I should really make sure I do that thing on my list, or I'd be going over conversations I'd had with people that day in my head. I'd be rehearsing things over and over in my head that might have annoyed me. And I was even getting distracted thinking about what I would say in this talk, and the list goes on. But with each distraction, I was trying to make the effort to bring my mind back to the Lord, even if I needed to do it 20 times. And I set my mind on recognising that I was in his presence, because the Bible says the Lord is near to all who call on him, and that he has sent his Holy Spirit and will be with us to the very end of the age. And I decided to open my ears and my heart to him, and I thought of Psalm 84 that has the line, "Blessed are those whose strength is in God, whose heart is set on pilgrimage." And I was ready to write down anything that the Lord was saying. But this first time there was nothing, apart from the sense that I actually needed not to think this time was successful because I'd heard what God would say, but really just about being with him. So the next day, I set my timer again for 5 minutes. A very similar thing happened to the day before, but it just felt slightly easier to sit and bring my mind back to the Lord. And I realised I was really out of practice with this. And I continued each day to set my 5 minute timer. And on the fourth day, I noted down again, nothing specific. However, during that day, I had just sensed God's presence with me more. And it dawned on me that this seemingly meagre 5 minutes was teaching me to tune into God's presence, not just so that I could be brilliant at this for 5 minutes each day, but teaching me to be aware of his presence and his voice at all times. And I started to feel quite excited about my 5 minute practice and started extending it for a little bit longer. And the more times I did it, the more I wanted to do it. I love Psalm 64. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. And I think I was also enjoying the beautiful simplicity and pulling back from distractions, words, technology, expectation even, just to sit and let my attention be on God and my hope to come from him alone. And the discipline of sitting in silence isn't the destination, it's the gateway to experiencing more of him at all times. See, I think this silent time in our lives has never been so important. As if you're like me, you're constantly bombarded by external and internal distractions, many of my own making, as I scroll through social media, listen to podcasts and music and watch TV, all of which can be good in moderation, but too much drowns out the silence. And the noise, which is just part of the fabric of modern life, is constantly there. The traffic, the engines, sirens, alarms, machinery, crowds, busy offices, music, dogs, barking. I read an article in the news this week about how noise is seriously affecting our health, triggering our stress hormones and nervous systems and increasing our heart rate, blood pressure, and even inflammation when we're constantly exposed to it. So physically, at least, we really need to have times of silence. It's really thought-provoking. So coming back to my practice of 5 minutes silence, at first, a barrier for me of doing this was working out which would be the best location to do it, which chair or room. But overthinking this just meant I was thinking about doing it a lot more than actually doing it. However, whilst thinking about where and when is important, and being intentional is important, overthinking can just create unnecessary barriers and just delay you doing it. As Misty shared the other week at Philly when she spoke about prayer and her own journey in prayer life, she mentioned Susanna Wesley, who's the mother to John and Charles Wesley, and she's also one of my heroes. She didn't let her busy, child-packed home deter her from spending time with God. She just would pop an apron over her head, and this signalled to the household that she was having her quiet time. Now, I certainly haven't needed to go to such lengths to get time alone, and surely if she can do it, then I can. And as I've been trying out this 5 minute silent practice, I've also noticed how it relates closely to other spiritual disciplines, like reading the Bible, to learn how God's people have communed with him, and to test what I think God might be saying to him, to me, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring scriptures to mind during the quiet. There's also the discipline of obedience, to act on anything that the Lord says or brings to my attention in that time, and allowing him to change me, whether it's bringing me to repentance, giving me a direction on something I need to do, or something else. And as I mentioned, this 5 minutes of quiet is a gateway into my life with God, one that will be transformative in all that he'll be inviting me into. And there's a discipline of gratitude, entering the time with a sense of thanksgiving, and the discipline of worship, entering into his presence with a sense of awe. In being still and quiet and sensing God closer, I'm reminded that God really loves to be near to us, and he really wants us to experience Jesus' promise that he'll be with us to the very end of the age. As James advises in his letter in the Bible, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. I smile at this because it seems illogical if God has said he's already near. God has no need to learn to draw near because he's already with us. But this drawing near is about us choosing to pursue intimacy and relationship with him. So my encouragement to you today is, if you have a hard time being still and quiet before God, give it a try anyway. Don't wait for the perfect moment, the perfect setting, or even for the motivation. Just try it. As a Christian author has said, pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray until you feel like it. And I think this could be applied to sitting still before God. Sit still before him when you feel like it. Sit still before him if you don't feel like it. Sit still before him until you feel like it. It might be helpful to write down any distracting thoughts before you start to get them out of your head. But keep at it. Research has shown it takes a minimum of 2 months for a practice to really become a habit. So this isn't a quick thing, but it's worth building consistency, and in 2 months, you can get into the habit despite a few hiccups along the way. I'm not at the 2 month mark yet, but I'm hoping I'll get there. And just set your timer for a short amount of time, whether it's a snippet of time you find between tasks and in a busy day, but even just a moment or 30 seconds to try and to sit and to close your eyes and just focus on him. And just see how you become increasingly aware of him outside of this short practice in the rest of your life, and how your ability to tune to him grows and deepens. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Amen.